This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McPhee. The coronavirus outbreak is striking more countries, including the first cases in Mexico and Nigeria. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The World Health Organization has boosted its risk assessment of the virus spreading worldwide
to very high at global level,
with the number of nations hit nearing five dozen.
The first case of coronavirus disease in confirmed in Nigeria.
It's now reached sub-Saharan Africa. Mexico, New Zealand, and Iceland are among other nations reporting their first cases, some appearing with no obvious source. With governments scrambling to contain the virus, the health crisis is turning into an economic one, with travel warnings, factory shutdowns, and event cancellations.
The Geneva International Motor Show n'aura pas lieu,
including one of the car industry's showcase events. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Health officials say that there is a second case of a person who got the virus from the community, this time in California. AP's Mike Gracia.
A new case of coronavirus has been confirmed in Northern California.
This is the third case to be identified in our county.
Dr. Sarah Cody is Santa Clara County's health officer.
The individual is an adult woman with chronic health conditions.
The new patient had not traveled abroad or been in contact with anyone known to have been infected. But Dr. Chris Braden of the CDC says
it may be those people that are not severely ill, may not even seek medical care, but are still ill in some way and infectious that may spread this the most.
Health officials think COVID-19 spreads mainly from droplets when an infected person coughs or sneezes. I'm Mike Gracia.
Australia says that it will deny entry to all foreign nationals traveling from Iran due to the escalating outbreak of coronavirus there. Foreign nationals traveling from Iran to Australia would need to spend 14 days in another country for March 1st. This is VOA News. Almost 2 months after the U.S. airstrike that killed Iranian General Qassem Soleimani, escalating regional tensions, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo defended the Trump administration's strategy in Iran in a tense Capitol Hill hearing. More from VOA's Catherine Gibson.
Pompeo said there would likely be consequences for the Soleimani strike.
Iran is going to be looking for even more vulnerabilities and opportunities to harm Americans as retribution that will play out over the years. Are you worried about that, too?
Oh, yes. We are very worried about Iran.
Okay.
This is why we have a strategic campaign to change the course of their behavior.
But Democrats say there's no strategy after Trump withdrew from the 2015 nuclear agreement negotiated by President Obama.
How are we going to stop Iran from getting a nuclear weapon?
We'll stop them.
That will stop them is like a bumper sticker. That's not a plan.
Pompeo said the administration was working to address Iran's influence in Syria, with the regime's bombing of civilian targets in Idlib province has renewed concerns about regional stability. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
President Trump says that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will be on hand to see an agreement signed with the Taliban, responsible for the deaths of thousands of American troops in Afghanistan. The signing comes after a week where U.S.-led forces and the Taliban committed to a reduction in violence. The deal calls for the U.S. to draw down from 13,000 troops in Afghanistan to about 8,600. In Brussels, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called the signing a positive first step.
This will be only the first but very important first step towards a lasting peace agreement in Afghanistan.
Stoltenberg said the only permanent solution to the Afghan situation is an intra-Afghan peace process. Marine commanders have been ordered to implement the removal of all Confederate symbols, even bumper stickers. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Marine Commandant David Berger has ordered all Confederate flags, stickers, and other paraphernalia to be removed from Marine Corps bases around the country starting this weekend. A spokesman says it's not due to any one incident, although recently some members of the military have been caught participating in white supremacist activities. The removal of Confederate symbols is part of a sweeping cultural change the commandant announced last week, including plans to recruit more women for combat jobs, expand maternity leave, and restrict Marines convicted of domestic violence. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.